नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
After the killing of a person during the violence on the 200th anniversary celebrations of the Battle of Bhima Koregaon, violence against Dalits in India is again under the spotlight. In the first part of hashtag being a Dalit, a series on recurring attacks on India's Dalits, News 18 maps the atrocities that took place over the last 1 year. While the NCRB data shows us the numbers, it doesn't tell us the larger story. Why are Dalits attacked even in 2018? What makes the people belonging to the upper caste feel a sense of superiority? Here's where we document violence against Dalits, one assault at a time. Harry Potter was an unheard name. Tweeting was done only by birds. And Amazon referred to dense forests in 1997. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said to emphasize upon the changes the world has seen in the past 20 years. Addressing the World Economic Forum annual meeting, Modi said he is the first Indian Prime Minister to come here since H.D. Devegowda in 1997. At his Davos speech, Prime Minister Modi laid down the biggest threats to mankind as he saw it. Watch Modi's complete speech on news18.com. The Supreme Court quashing pleas against the release of Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Padmavat has raised tensions across the state. CM Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the state government will approach the apex court with another review petition. Now, theatre owners are also apprehensive about showcasing the film after receiving threats from Karni Sena. A class 9 student of Sores Padar Government School at Odisha's Maoist-dominated Koraput district, who alleged she was gang-raped by 4 armed security personnel on October 10, 2017, hanged herself to death at her house in Musaguda village. The Supreme Court has said that the National Investigative Agency cannot probe the marital aspect in the Kerala Love Jihad case. The apex court bench of Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra, Justice A.M. Khanwilkar and Justice D.Y. Chandrachur said they cannot question the legitimacy of Hadia's choice. A woman can't be forced to live with her parents. Only Hadia has a right to decide on her choices, the bench said. Kerala government has issued a circular to all institutions in the state detailing the procedure on how to celebrate Republic Day. The circular says that in all public offices, schools and colleges in the state, the national flag should be hoisted by the head of the department. This has become important as Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh Chief Mohan Bhagwat is scheduled to hoist the national flag at a management school in Pallakkad district. However, with the circular in place, he does not have official sanction to do so. The assembly election in Bantwal Taluk will not be fought between the Congress and the BJP, but between Allah and Ram, a BJP MLA said at a party rally in this coastal Karnataka town. The speech of BJP MLA Sunil Kumar, who represents Karkala in coastal Karnataka, has set off a debate in the communally sensitive coastal Karnataka region, which has in the recent past also seen some communal clashes between the two communities. The Border Security Force has suspended Veeranna Bhavi, a constable with the 99th Battalion of the Armed Troops, after he was prima facie found involved in the alleged molestation of a Bangladeshi passenger at gunpoint on board the Kolkata-Dhaka Maitri Express. The Bharatiya Muslim Mahila Andolan, or the BMMA, and other organizations have approached Prime Minister Narendra Modi to suggest amendments to the proposed triple talaq law and reduce jail term for husbands from 3 to 1 year. BMMA, who were one of the petitioners in the triple talaq case before the Supreme Court, wrote to Modi seeking a recognition for talaq-e-ehsan in the proposed bill so that even husbands can resort to the practice. Rahul Gandhi and the BJP locked horns over inequitable distribution of wealth in India, with the Congress president asking Prime Minister Narendra Modi to tell the people in Davos why 1% of the country's population had 73% of its wealth. Fox Searchlight's fantasy drama The Shape of Water, about a woman who falls in love with a strange river creature, led the Oscar nominations with 13 nods, including the top prize for Best Picture. It will contend with gay romance Call Me By Your Name, British World War II dramas Darkest Hour and Dunkirk, racial thriller Get Out, mother-daughter tale Lady Bird, romance Phantom Thread, press freedom movie The Post, and dark comedy Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. In a poem, singer-songwriter Ashley Nicolette Frangipane, better known as Halsey, recalls her personal experience with multiple instances of sexual assault and rape. The powerful poem will rip your soul apart. Agree or disagree? The outcome of the vote within the Central Committee meeting of the CPIM held in Kolkata is being subjected to various interpretations, some of which are grossly misleading. Prosanjit Bose writes in this post that a CPM Congress tie-up isn't the answer for left's revival. A pre-poll alliance with the Congress will imply a jettisoning of the alternative policy platform advocated by the left, since the Congress party remains firmly wedded to the neoliberal policy framework, which serves the interests of big corporates and international finance at the cost of the poor working people, he writes.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.